The key to assessment in culture is knowing what you're assessing. Culture assessment, safety culture perception surveys are not audits. We're not assessing any kind of an objective reality out there. This is about trying to assess what's in between people's ears, what people perceive. Because just as culture is norms and assumptions, culture is also perceptions. So a great story I remember is once in an Owens Corning plant in Guelph, Canada, and the maintenance manager got really turned on to being a leader. And he called all his folks together. They had a backlog of 66 safety work orders. And he said, this is unconscionable. I've let these work orders just lie here forever. Let's get this all done this month. And he actually did it. And I remember a couple months later doing some focus groups with folks and saying, so what happens when you put in you submit a safety concern? They say, it's like it goes out into outer space, into a black hole. You know, Joe never does anything with it. So, well, Joe told me that he's got a zero backlog right now. He knocked out all 66 and he's been keeping up with them. I said, well, he didn't tell us. You know, we had no idea about that. You know, and I don't even know if I believe you. Joe did the safety program part of the job. Joe didn't do the safety culture part of the job. He did the part that gets audited. Somebody comes by and they're going to find he's 100% on issues resolved and issues completed, actions taken. But the perception survey on a question such as, in this plant, our maintenance department is responsive to our safety concerns, he's getting 30s and 40s. So if employees are sitting around giving you 30% positive on what is essentially a caring question, they care enough to actually fix the issues that we bring forth, that's a pretty negative zone, pretty negative, anything under 50%, pretty negative safety culture. So if you believe that perceptions create reality, and you know this hotel that we're all in today does, as does everybody else in the hospitality industry, that's why they're always asking us to fill out these surveys. Because every unhappy customer tells 55 people. I'm not saying that Hilton and Costa Mesa again. All right, so they give us these surveys. They want to know our perceptions. Well, that's why we do perception surveys with safety also. We want to know what people think in the organization. Because if they think we don't care, their behavior is going to reflect that. So is it possible to assess perceptions and then to move them? It is. That's what culture change is about.